Santa Clara County is requiring healthcare workers and those in high-risk settings to obtain a booster shot against COVID-19. It comes after a week that saw a spike in COVID-19 infections throughout the Bay Area, comparable to pre-vaccine levels. Last week, infections shot up in several counties between 700 to 1,000 a day in more populous counties like Alameda, Santa Clara, and San Francisco, according to the state's Department of Public Health data. That data shows this week rates of COVID-19 infections are largely in the single digits so far. The holidays may have slowed tests and test results. Healthcare workers and those in high-risk congregate settings will need a booster shot by January 24th in Santa Clara County. The new requirement comes as COVID-19 infections spike since December 16th from 30 daily infections in Santa Clara to more than 700 last week. James Williams is Santa Clara County's counsel. He explains the new booster mandate builds on the state's mandate issued last week. That one goes in effect February 1st.
Today's local health order builds on these state orders by requiring that workers in these and other higher risk settings be vaccinated and boosted, that is up to date, by January 24th, and that they be excluded from working in these higher risk settings if they're unvaccinated or unboosted by no later than February 1st. The local order is a limited measure that's intended to focus on protecting vulnerable populations that these workers interact with, to protect the workers themselves and their coworkers.
According to the county, the order requires those who are not vaccinated or boosted to be reassigned to low-risk settings. The new mandate applies to workers in hospitals, jails, and homeless shelters. It also applies to first responders like firefighters and paramedics. Again, Williams.
It applies to a slightly broader set of workers, namely medical first responders such as paramedics and EMTs, those working in shelters, and non-healthcare staff in jails and correctional settings. It moves up the booster date to January 24th, given the importance of acting quickly. And it prohibits unvaccinated workers, including those with approved religious or medical exemptions, from working in higher risk settings altogether, effective February 1st.
Santa Clara County Public Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody says while the hospitalization rates in Santa Clara County are currently stable, there's concern they will rise. She says the booster demand is steady, and that a somewhat significant population in the county has received their booster shots. More people need to get them to curb the current surge of Omicron's COVID-19 variant.
Our county right now, 52% of those eligible to be boosted have been boosted. For those 65 and up, and again, we're quite worried about older adults because of their greater risk of hospitalization, 67% have been boosted. Our booster demand has been steady over the last several weeks, and in our county, we do have the capacity to absorb the demand. I believe that you can get a same day or next day appointment, especially if you're willing to go to a site that may not be right near your home. You can get a booster here in Santa Clara County, and that is what we strongly recommend.
Cody says that while it's not mandatory, all employers require up-to-date COVID vaccines and boosters. She recommends they do. She also recommends businesses where patrons unmask, such as bars and restaurants, require their patrons to have up-to-date vaccines and boosters. Lastly, Cody recommends people keep New Year's gatherings small or outdoors.